This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Forgotten Sunnahs Ramadan Edition. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about delaying the suhoor and hastening to break our fast or having the iftar. In the hadith of Abu Dharr mentioned in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tazalu ummati bi khairin ma akharu as-suhur wa ajjalu al-fitr." He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that my nation will continue to be upon goodness as long as they delay the suhur, the morning meal before Fajr, and hasten the iftar or the meal by which we break our fast. So there's a couple things here. First of all, the suhoor. The suhoor is the meal, as we said, right before Fajr. It's important to actually have that meal. As the Prophet also said in a hadith mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, "Tasahharu fa inna fi suhoori barakah." Have suhoor because in the suhoor there are blessings. So this is an encouragement here from the Prophet to have that morning meal before Fajr. I know sometimes people can get in the habit of having a big meal at night and then going to sleep and just waking up in time for Fajr and starting their fast that way. But here the Prophet is encouraging us to wake up a little bit before Fajr and have that suhoor, that meal in the morning. Blessings here means that we will have a better fast altogether. We're going to have more strength, we're going to be able to worship Allah, and we're just going to get more out of this fast. And likewise, as we said, we shouldn't delay to break our fast. So as soon as Maghrib comes in, as soon as the Adhan starts, we immediately break our fast. And look, one of the things that may keep us from both of those meals is trying to have a big meal or a big setup for suhoor and iftar. It doesn't have to be a big meal. The suhoor can be a few sips of water and a few bites of food and that's it. Likewise, the iftar, break your fast immediately, whether it be a bite of food or some water, and then go ahead and make your meal. If you're going to have a big meal, make a big meal and do whatever else you have to do. But implement this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah knows best. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.